Good morning, everyone. It's Sunday. It's such a beautiful morning. There's no clouds in the sky. It's that lovely sort of pale blue. And the sun's shining really brightly towards me. So it's quite dark, but everything's just golden and so nice. It's nice this time of the year, approaching Christmas. Love Christmas. Just love that time of the year, and I like after Christmas as well, you know, when everything dies down but it's winter and you can keep burning your candles. So I don't know what I was going to talk about actually. I've always got things going through my mind, and I paused this book because I thought, oh, where do I go from there? But actually I don't go anywhere from there. I've got nothing deep and philosophical to say. Oh, except yesterday. It's not deep and philosophical, but I went to cover the protest against the closure of Lewisham Hospital, and I couldn't believe it. It was pouring with rain yesterday. It was freezing cold. It was horrible. I mean, you know, really chucking it down for ages. And I went to Lewisham where they were all going to meet, and I got there about 1:45, and no, it was about 1:30, and I was terrified. There was only about 70 people, and I thought, oh no, where is everyone? Where are they all? Well, I'll tell you, an hour later, when I stood in the middle of Ladywell Fields, where everyone was meeting up, and I get a little bit obsessive sometimes, and I was obsessed with how many people were just pouring into the park. I've just never seen anything like it, not in Lewisham. You have great big demonstrations with thousands and thousands of people in central London. I don't know what the estimate was, but I mean, there were some figures going around yesterday. There'll probably be truer figures later on, but I don't... That to have been about 8, 9, 10,000 people, even more possibly. It's just, oh, and that really made me feel so proud of my community, which I've always felt proud of. Can you hear that? I've come to the little bridge over the river. There's a tiny little weir. I'm lucky to live in this part of London because we've got this beautiful river, the Pool and the Ravensbourne, that join together. That's what they are. There's two rivers joining together. So yeah, just go back to yesterday. I was so proud and so pleased to be a part of this great community that get up and get things done. But then I felt, you know, I'm not really surprised. Why should I be surprised? Because the day after the riots, when a few idiots destroyed or tried to destroy us, by 7, 8 o'clock that next morning, everything had been cleared up, because I got up early as part of this clear up. It was going on Twitter. So I got up, went down to Catford. The bin men had already done it. All the dustbin guys were out. The road sweepers had already done it. There wasn't any mess left. So I sort of knew that we could pull together. But it felt like seeing all those people pour through. These are the people of Lewisham. You know, these are the people, they care, and we can come out. So well done, us. Well done. Yeah, anyway, I'm not going to go on, because like I said, I don't have anything enriching to say, except it's such a beautiful morning, and I just wanted to get up and catch that special light. All the walking guys will know this. All the guys that go out hiking and walking. Hi, audio boo hikers and walkers. Beautiful morning. Right, well, I'm going. I've got my daughter coming again today. We're baking cakes every Sunday. We've done it for 2 weeks now, and this will be our third week. This week we're making pumpkin pie. So I hope that's all right. And my daughter keeps going, oh, I don't know. But the first cake we made was, what was it? Banana cake. Last week we made a lemon cake. And I mean, they're really successful. I know they're easy recipes, but from a woman who's never baked, it's a real step. So I'm going to try pumpkin pie this week, but we'll see. And I've got a friend coming for dinner, so that'd be nice. So life is good. There was a little thing actually on Radio 2 this morning, and they were talking about, you know, if you've been hurt, and you have, like, she described it as having a hole ripped out in your heart and it's bleeding. It was a lady priest on the Ali Jones show, except Ali Jones is not on it, is he? Hard dip sing, very good. But it really, and then she said, you know, when you, where you have this hole, as the years go on, try not to leave it empty. Let little roots and springs, little roots spring up and begin something new. And I think that's where I am. I'm in the spring in my heart. There's little buds poking up. And they're here to stay. So everyone, happy Sunday to all the audio boos and the world. Bye.